Welcome to GEP Insights. On this podcast, you'll hear cutting-edge thoughts on supply chain, sustainability, and strategies to help your business succeed. For more information, visit GEP.com. And now, our latest episode.
Hello, you're listening to GEP Insights with me, Luca, your host. Today, we have Kokila Roy, the digital transformation head working with strategic global clients at GEP. She comes with almost two decades of industry experience and has been with GEP for more than 7 years. Based on the experience of working with global procurement teams and understanding organization sentiments towards digital transformation, Kokila has written a white paper on guided buying. Welcome, Kokila, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Luca.
The pandemic has caused many organizations to deal with crisis, remote working, and most of all, realizing that they have to future-proof their business. It's not a nice to have anymore. Now it's actually a need to have as they've seen their supply chains strained and other challenges. So now enter the digital transformation age for us. For procurement, this actually means, intelligent tools of how to improve the buying process and efficiencies and costs and such so forth. So, Kokila, tell us a little bit more about this.
Thank you, Luca. You rightly mentioned, during the pandemic, the world has seen a rise in digitization of procurement and supply chain process. Procure anywhere, anytime, real-time tracking has been the need of the changing times. Now, this has been the intentions of many organizations since long. This is not the first time that has companies are thinking through this. Ideal Solution is a unified platform that allows complete tracking of spend, strategic sourcing, contracting, and helps realize the benefits of contractual negotiations during the purchasing process. But this is easier said than done. The scale of strategic digital transformation calls for high time and budget commitment, which itself becomes a roadblock to even get started for many organizations. So what's the best way to get started? Yeah.
So, you were saying the tracking, of these processes and such. And I've seen, and I've worked in so many organizations where the tracking, it's being done, but, it's being done on each person's desktop. They're using spreadsheets. They're using notepads. They're tracking it. But that really doesn't seem like it's the best method or tool to be used.
No, absolutely. And that is where the tracking right now, what I'm talking about, is through the system itself. You imagine that the entire procurement process is on one single unified platform. And then you get to see, where my requisition is, how much my spend is, where exactly the spend is happening, and for which particular contracts are responsible, which particular contracting areas we should focus on, which categories are taking most of the spend hit, where is the stale spend, and all that is possible when we have this procurement process in a unified platform, right? Now, the immediate attention-seeking areas are definitely maverick spend, tail spend, and cycle time in the procurement process, which consumes a lot of time, and of course, in the end, it is costly. The focus brings us back to the end users making the right choice during the procurement process, and that's where the guided buying helps.
Okay, so the guided buying. So you mentioned this in your paper. And so tell me a little bit more about guided buying. Why is this important? And is this just an individual thing, or is this more a whole program? Or give us a little explanation on that.
Sure. As the name suggests, guided buying is a self-service tool to guide the users to purchase right. While organizations have a lot of focus on trainings, let's face it, it's not possible to complete 100% training at any given time. There are always certain users who are exploring while purchasing. Guided buying provides easy steps for non-procurement users to continue purchasing without much involvement of the procurement team. This includes category-specific buying channels, compliance-driven forms, and even third-party systems. Simplifying the user experience is half the battle won. User adoption and compliance will follow. that's where guided buying comes in.
Okay. So it's a tool. It's a whole program, really, you know, the whole thought out program. But is this just meant for procurement to be using?
Not really. Like I mentioned, this is even for non-procurement users. And the purpose of guided buying is more important from the non-procurement users' perspective, who are not part of the entire procurement process, where the savings should happen and which contracts to utilize, which preferred suppliers to follow. They are not aware of it, right? Now, guided buying, where it comes from for is basically, generally, we have seen that organizations use keyword-based approach. Yeah, what they will do is there is a list of keywords that are defined by the procurement team to help ease the usage by these non-procurement users. And those keywords will be fed into the systems to make sure when a user is trying to procure something, this list of items are actually thrown at the user so that they do not deviate from the specified path of procurement, right? Though powerful, there are limitations to the coverage of keywords. AI-based guided buying allows the keyword list to expand and course correct as per usage. Also, what we have observed is in case the buyer is not clear on preferred supplier and contract to purchase from, they simply go ahead with free text requisition and purchase orders, right? To manage this better, what organizations generally do, there will be complex approval processes that will be put up, which in turn increase the cycle time of the entire buying process. Now, guided buying is an automated solution to all these challenges, which is much more reliable. It makes compliant buying uncomplicated, fast, improves the overall cycle time, and of course, reduces cost.
Okay. So, I mean, I've seen, I guess, similar approaches or attempts at this in the past, you know, in my experiences. You know, it sounds great. You know, it's almost like catalog buying, and it's great if you're buying pencils for the organization. But once you start getting into things like marketing services or professional services, legal, you know, and so forth, you know, you're trying to buy these other items that are just not really straightforward. You know, they vary from purchase to purchase. You know, think about market research. It's custom almost every time you buy something. And how do I now plug that into my guided buying tool? Or how does this AI understand that I'm trying to buy a marketing service? Explain that.
Sure. So services can also be part of the guided buying. Like I mentioned, there are defined forms that is possible within the guided buying system. There comes the aid of chatbot as well, where the chatbot will actually ask the, imagine you enter the system and you are being asked the first question, what do you want to purchase, right? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that it's services and the chatbot then assists you like a bot that, okay, the services, which particular services from which particular category would you like to purchase, right? When you select that, it actually continues that, yes, okay, we do have a preferred supplier who provides those services and we do have certain negotiated prices with this particular supplier, right? So go ahead and make this particular service purchasing or raise this request with this particular supplier. Now, there will be certain approvals that will be required over there. Guided buying will definitely be reducing the dependency on the procurement teams.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, is it bypassing procurement? Because that kind of gets me worried when organizations are trying to find ways to bypass procurement. And then, you know, we're having to manage, you know, the spend more on a reactive basis, you know, looking at spend analysis and then understanding what's going on then. But then it's, you know, more afterthought. How is this process, you know, working without procurement or sidestepping it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, let us look at the benefits. The best way is to take that angle, right? There is a lot of reduced dependency, I would say, on the procurement team. It's not really like bypassing the procurement, but it is really reduced dependency on the procurement team. It cuts down the redundant bureaucracy and the cycle times. reduces tail spend and maverick spend as well. For organizations, the reduced dependency is clearly cost savings, right? And I must say that most forward-thinking companies are seriously considering end-to-end digital procurement transformations anyways. It's just the time and the budget commitment are often the roadblocks. Now, the reduced dependency on the procurement team is definitely going to benefit those non-procurement users.
Okay. So you mentioned, a couple times, as far as reducing or managing that tail spend, and I think a lot of that happens because, when a stakeholder or a buyer doesn't see the supplier that they want in the system, they're just adding, a new one. They're executing a purchase order with an unapproved supplier. So is this forcing you to use only approved suppliers? How does someone all of a sudden introduce a new supplier into the mix?
That is absolutely right. What the system will do is basically offer the preferred suppliers to the users who are trying to purchase, right? And they will restrict the addition of any new suppliers into the system. That is another big challenge that organizations generally face, that suppliers simply multiply, duplication of suppliers into the systems, and it gets, after a certain point in time, it becomes very difficult to manage the supplier information altogether. So in the guided buying actually brings it back on track so that the user knows that which particular preferred supplier I'm supposed to buy from, and that is where the channel is what they follow.
Okay. All right. So I've got to imagine that, the adaption of such things has got to be a challenge as well for the organization. So all of a sudden now you're telling your marketing team and your IT team, you have to go through this buying process and here's what it is. And yes, what you said earlier, the AI system is learning, it's getting better. It makes it a lot easier. It's got a chat bot to really walk them through the process. But I gotta still imagine, what's the change management, like on implementing such like this? Do we have great examples of other companies doing these things?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, that most of the forward-thinking companies are seriously considering end-to-end digital procurement transformations. The benefit is definitely an easy-to-use, plug-and-play approach for the guided buying solution that is available, right? It's a good start as it works with any procurement platform and simplifies the buying experience for users. Once it's in place, gradual backend system updates for a digital transformation can be made without jeopardizing the user experience. Now, in fact, this kind of deployment that addresses user experience is found to be extremely beneficial before a large full-scale digital transformation program, as it makes the transition much more smoother. So the adoption that you talked about is already taken care of beforehand, before even beginning with the end-to-end digital transformation. That is where the change management is done once, and we need not do that again and again because the users are already trained, they're already using that guided buying, which is easily plugged into the current existing procurement platforms, and then later on the backends can be slowly and steadily transformed.
Okay. No, I've been with organizations where that change management, sometimes they're resistant to it, but once you have those few champions that are just succeeding in it, they're showing that there's efficiency in the process, improved efficiencies, they're reducing risk, they're optimizing costs. Once you get those champions that actually, showcase that, prove that this does work, I do agree. The change management then goes much smoother. Others see how it's going. And then, again, if leadership is really behind you, saying that this is, the new way, this is how we're doing it, and, there is no other method of buying anymore, I think it does work. It really does. It's just the thing that's nice to hear from you is how this tool, how technology has actually caught up and has a AI system now that is constantly learning and improving. And it's adapting not just for know, as we always say, you know, pens that we're buying and pencils for the company, but now services. Explain, you know, some of the benefits of, you know, as you said earlier, of savings. How can we, like, you know, showcase, you know, the savings that's actually being achieved here? So I think that's where a lot of the procurement people really want to hear is, okay, how am I going to hit my numbers if, you know, this tool is in place now?
Sure. So savings is a, I would say it's not a direct saving, right? It is a consequence of the process improvements, the time saving that the guided buying bring forth that actually translates into the savings, which is referred in the white paper. Now, when we are saying that, let's say someone is trying to buy a certain item and to make sure that it's not a free text acquisition or a purchase order, there are complex approval processes which are set in place, right? Now, with the guided buying in place, we really do not need so much of approval process. So it's a clear time saving. It's a clear training saving because there is assistance provided to the users through these chatbots, through these steps that are guiding the user to get to the right procurement of the particular item. So all that in total is actually reducing the cycle time, and which is, of course, time equals money, and that is where the savings is. Also, let's imagine when a scenario when the guided buying is not there, right? So in that case, what I will do as a user or any non-procurement user does is basically we go ahead and add a free text requisition, add select any random supplier, you know, not right category. And that, you know, basically gets into the Maverick spend or the tail spend. And in that case, you know, it is not recognized properly. So basically, this particular guided buying process is going to guide the users to record that expense in the right category, and that's how it is going to generate the savings also in the proper category. So basically, the record is going to be the reporting, and the dashboards are going to reflect the right numbers for the company.
All right. So I think, you know, what we've talked about so far, we've talked about, you know, how to improve a process. We've just talked about savings. We've talked about how this tool continues to learn through its AI and get better. We've talked a little bit, you know, how this is adapted by companies. Have we missed anything in this whole chat right now, digital transformation and guided buying?
Well, I think we covered all the specific areas that are touched upon in the white paper. I would just like to stress upon the point of the ease of plug and play, because that is where majorly we have seen the organizations hesitating or taking longer time to decide, because that's a change management topic for the organizations. And even to begin, there's a lot of approvals that need to be taken, right? Now, considering it is an easy to use plug and play, the immediate benefits are ease of use, right? It is already benefiting the users, end users, right up front. So the change management is what we address right in the front of the transformation journey, which is slightly different from how generally the transformations are done, right? First change the process and then train the users. Now, what we are saying over here is train the users on a new, you know, guided buying so that they get the benefits right up front. And then after that, keep changing the processes slowly hindsight, which will not impact the user so much because I'm already aware of the look and feel of how the system works. So the change management is much going to be easier because whatever process changes are happening or the transformation changes are happening hindsight, it's not impacting my area of work, right? So that is what I'll be highlighting here.
Okay. So where can people get more information or learn more about the guided buying and other digital transformation solutions for their procurement program?
Well, of course, this white paper is definitely one to begin with to get more details about the guided buying and how it can be used as a plug and play and the benefits of that. And of course, visit gep.com for other platforms and usage, which is readily available on the website itself.
All right. Well, Kokila, I want to thank you again for joining us on this episode. Thank you again for, you know, the insight that you've given us. There is a link that we'll provide as well for the paper, for any other information that people want at the bottom. But I do want to thank everyone and join us in the next episode of GEP Insights. This is Luca, and thanks for listening.